You're listening to The Point. Now we check in on the ongoing research into white shark behavior and biology with Greg Scomo, senior fisheries scientist with the Massachusetts Division of Marine Fisheries. Welcome back.
Hi, Mindy. Nice to be back.
Now, you've been studying sharks for decades and have been tagging white sharks as part of your research for a number of years. What kind of data are you collecting, and how has that information changed what we know about shark behavior and location?
Well, over the last decade, we've focused on white sharks for obvious reasons. The numbers have grown off the coast of Massachusetts, and a lot of our early work was looking at the broad-scale movements. But over the last year or two, we've been really drilling down deeper into local behavior, trying to get a sense of patterns of behavior, in particular related to their prey, their natural prey, the seals. So we're trying to better understand this shark-seal relationship so that we can, you know, hopefully learn enough about it that we can predict those areas or those times or both when white sharks are more likely to be close to shore feeding on seals.
Has the pandemic impacted your ability to continue your tagging research?
Well, the pandemic has, for the most part, you know, slowed us down a little bit. I mean, it took a while for the state to figure out guidelines for us in terms of working on the water, and I understand that. Also, some of our equipment that we ordered months ago was delayed because of the pandemic, so we really didn't start ramping up until July, but we're up and running and things are going well.
Are you able to estimate the number of sharks in the waters off the Cape year to year? And if so, you mentioned that we're seeing more. We're seeing a change in the numbers?
Yeah, I mean, anecdotally, based on the raw data we've been collecting the last few years, it does appear to be increasing in numbers, the sharks we're seeing. But we've taken also a more quantitative approach. I've got a colleague of mine who's hopefully in the next few months will be finishing up her work where we'll actually be able to give you, Mindy, numbers, real numbers, and how they've changed over the last 5 years. So looking forward to that. It's just not work that's completed yet.
Yeah. Now, many people think white sharks are only in waters where there are seals. And since we don't see many seals in Cape Cod Bay or Buzzards Bay or Vineyard Sound, can we assume there aren't white sharks in those waters, or are there?
No, one of the things we've done is try to get a relative sense of where the white sharks spend their time. And to do that, we've been using acoustic technology. And all that means is we've set out, working with all the individual towns in the Commonwealth, acoustic receivers all along our coastline. And we've tagged now over 200 white sharks. So we look to see where do they visit. And we do get detections almost everywhere along our coastline. With the exception, really, of Buzzards Bay, Nantucket, and Vineyard Sound, we don't get many detections. But the bulk of them, really the bulk of them, are in the eastern side of Cape Cod Bay and the Outer Cape, which is where we have the highest densities of seals. So, you know, just because you don't see seals doesn't mean that the white shark may not be traversing the area. But suffice it to say that they're likely not staying there for any amount of time. They're just moving through. They're more transient in some of these other areas.
Yeah. Now, in Maine earlier this summer, a woman died after an encounter with what was determined to be a white shark. How common is it to spot white sharks in waters off the Maine coast, a place where there are seals there too?
Yeah, plenty of seals off the coast of Maine, throughout the Gulf of Maine. And, you know, for the record, we know, based on historical data, that the white shark is routinely, you know, has been encountered historically throughout the Gulf of Maine, all the way up to Canada, you know, even off the outer coastline of Canada, Scotian Shelf, all the way to Newfoundland. So that's not new. But they tend to spread out over a very broad area in the Gulf of Maine. So the number of sightings is relatively low, and that coupled with the fact that there simply aren't, the population of humans and human activities is not as dense as we have in parts south here, you know, in Massachusetts, means that, you know, the encounter rate is low as well. So many people were surprised, including me to some extent, with this incident, this tragic incident.
Yeah.
But it just points out to us that, you know, this species is there and it is feeding on seals in those areas.
Yeah, so have any of your tagged white sharks visited waters north of the Cape for periods of time?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a number of our tagged white sharks, at least 25% of them, so 40 sharks have traveled north of Cape Cod, and they almost treat Cape Cod like a rest stop on their migration north, and they keep moving up into the Gulf of Maine. And so, yeah, we have to remember this is a dynamic, moving population that inhabits the entire eastern seaboard of the U.S. and Canada.
So, what are some of the big questions you still have about shark reproduction, migration, or behavior that you hope to answer as part of your research?
Well, it's remarkable. People have this tendency to think that it's a charismatic species. It's potentially dangerous, and it must be incredibly well studied. But here in the Atlantic, we're really just scratching the surface. So some of the most basic questions in terms of reproductive biology, they're wide open still. For us, we're really focused on local behavior because, a lot of folks, we'll be very honest, a lot of folks are concerned about the high densities of white sharks off our coastline. And so we want to better understand how these animals not necessarily behave from week to week, but really from minute to minute or even second to second, which is what we're studying now. When do they come close to shore? How do they attack and kill seals? Where are they most likely to do that? Those are the questions we're trying to answer because we think that'll be extremely useful for public safety officials and the public.
Now, before we let you go, what are the best practices when venturing into the water where white sharks are commonly spotted?
Well, for me, I try to tell folks, yes, the presence of seals could indicate the presence of sharks, absolutely. But as you just noted, there are places where you don't see high densities of seals. Nonetheless, sharks might be there. Always think in terms of the water depth. Not necessarily proximity to shoreline. Yesterday we saw a white shark literally within, 10 yards of the beach, and that's because the water was deep enough there for that shark to move in. So think in terms of water depth and water clarity. Turbid water, deep water is not where you want to be if white sharks are in that area.
Greg Scholmel is a senior fisheries scientist with the Massachusetts Division of Marine Fisheries. We'll post more information about his research and collaboration with the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks for taking time to talk with us, Greg. I know you're really busy.
Oh, my pleasure, Mindy. Anytime.
I'm Mindy Todd. Thanks for listening.
The Point is produced by Amy Vince. The executive producer is Mindy Todd. Production assistance from Jenny Junker. Theme music by Benjamin Verdery and William Coulter.